Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a mild morning across Israel. Jerusalem is seeing clear skies, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa and Be'er Sheva have sunny spells, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from a Syrian site following a U.S.-brokered deal in the last hour. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that a clandestine Syrian site, referred to as Site 99, will see the removal of nuclear residue following threats of an Israeli strike. Also this hour, the Washington Post reveals an extraordinary operation. Iran threatened former President Trump, leading to his secret evacuation from Turkey, as reported by Maariv. Separately, the Forward discusses that Netanyahu should have accepted Trump's Gaza exit plan, especially after the events of October 7, 2023. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the U.S. has no objections to Netanyahu's rejection of the Gaza plan amid a deadly Houthi missile attack in Yemen. Here's what people are saying online. Ziad Asali, a prominent Palestinian figure, wrote just minutes ago that Palestinians should closely listen to Netanyahu's statements about Palestine, calling him a hypocrite. Open Source Intel, a conflict analyst, reports just now that at least 132 people have died and 570 are injured following a major earthquake in Colombia. Visegrad 24, known for regional European news, shared minutes ago about Colombia's president-elect presenting Bibles to his cabinet during a pre-inauguration retreat. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Syria, according to the Jerusalem Post, the IAEA will remove nuclear material from a secret site in Syria. This deal, brokered by the U.S., aims to prevent further tensions between Israel and Syria. The removal will help ease regional security concerns. Turning to the Iranian threat against Trump, Maariv reveals that an Iranian plan to target Trump during his visit to Turkey led to a secretive evacuation. The former president used a catering truck to escape detection. This highlights the ongoing volatility in U.S.-Iran relations. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, the Forward argues that Netanyahu missed an opportunity by rejecting Trump's Gaza plan. This decision keeps Israel's stance firm against Hamas, but leaves questions about future diplomatic paths. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv Business reports that Taylor Farms is recalling salsa and guacamole products due to a salmonella outbreak affecting 345 people across 27 U.S. states. Separately, the battle over Israel's $133 billion defense bill continues. Katech reports tensions between the defense and finance ministries over this long-term spending package. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a personal financial saga. A woman discovered her husband's hidden fortune during divorce proceedings, revealing multi-million shekel assets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.